Hello and welcome to the Manological Podcast, Series 10, Episode 5, the final episode of this series and indeed this academic year. What a year it has been, another jam-packed year at Manolodge, and it's been a pleasure to give you a flavour of it all on the Manological Podcast over the course of this year. We have a host of features for you on this final episode. We have books, movies, TV programmes, islands, human facts, a journey through time, comedies and games. Let's get started. Let's kick things off with Roshan, Bobby and Shaquille from Year 4 to tell us about some upcoming movies they're looking forward to.
Hi, I'm Bobby and I'm here with
Roshan
and
Shaq.
And we're here to tell you about upcoming films. Number 10, Elo. In the film, Elo Solis is an 11-year-old who is mistakenly identified as Earth's famous ambassador and transported to the universe. In Call Me Boy, Call Me By Your Name, Elo Perlman is a 17-year-old who experiences a transformative summer romance with an older man named Oliver.
The Twits. The Twits by Roald Dahl is a darkly humorous children's book about an extremely unpleasant, mean-spirited couple who delight in playing nasty tricks on each other and the animals around them.
Number 8. The Bad Guys 2. The Bad Guys 2 continues the story of the reformed criminal gang now trying to live as good guys. However, they find it difficult to shake off their past and are pulled back into a life of crime by an all-female group of criminals. The sequel explores themes of them trying to get back into goodness.
Smurfs. Papa Smurf is stolen and it is the Smurfs' job to save him, but they have to go to the real world. The leader, who is Smurfette, is played by Rihanna.
Number 6. Wicked for Good. Wicked for Good follows Elphaba, the future Wicked Witch of the West, and her relationship with Glinda the Good Witch of the North. The second of a two-part feature film adaptation of the Broadway musical, we can expect great songs from the previous movie.
Zootropolis. Great Cop has to team up again to crack a new case. Zootropolis is a name used for the Disney animated movie Zootopia in the UK and other regions. The movie tells the story of Judy Hopps, a rookie bunny cop who teams up with a con artist fox, Nick Wilde, to solve the missing persons case in the animal metropolis of Zootropolis.
Number 4. Shrek 5. This will be a very good movie, but it is an unknown plot. While a specific plot has not been officially revealed, rumours suggest the story may involve Shrek and Donkey being transported to the real world. The film's animation style has also been a subject of discussion, with some fans noting a change in the character designs.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2. Donnie, Raph, Leo and Mikey, the best fighters, are back for their new adventure with Master Splinter, the mutants, April and a new villain they have to face, the Shredder. I think this is going to be a really good movie and I'm really excited for it.
Number 2, Toy Story 5. Buzz, Woody, Jessie are challenged after being introduced to what kids are obsessed with today, electronics.
Number 1, Karate Kid Legends. The movie centres around Lee Fong, a young martial artist who moves from China to New York and grapples with the guilt of his brother's death. It is a thrilling movie and hope you enjoy it. There has also been some really good movies that have previously come out, like Lilo and Stitch.
Dogman and Moana 2.
Mufasa and Paddington in Peru. Snow White How to Train Your Dragon, and my personal favourite, the Minecraft movie.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast. Remember to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends. Bye!
Sticking with movies, here is Eliza from Year 4 and Aria from Year 5 to talk about the recent Lilo and Stitch film.
Lilo and Stitch, the new movie.
Hello, I'm Eliza.
And I'm Aria. We will talk about the funny personality of Lilo and Stitch.
First up is Lilo. She is an alone girl with no friends. She gets bullied and lives in Hawaii. All she wants is a friend.
Next up is Myrtle. All she does is bully Lilo. She lives in Hawaii too and has a whole group of friends who also bully and dislikes Lilo. Myrtle is in the same Hawaii dancing class as Lilo.
Now it is Nonnie, who is Lilo's older sister and guardian.
And finally, it's Stitch. Stitch is an alien from space who lands on Earth, and Lilo finds him by accident. Lilo thinks that Stitch is a dog, and when she first sees him, she screams.
If you had watched Lilo and Stitch, that is good, because we are doing a quiz about Stitch. If you haven't, then don't worry, try your best.
Ready?
Let's go.
Did Lilo like Stitch when she first saw him? The answer is yes.
Did Lilo find it funny when Stitch sprayed her with a water gun? The answer is no.
Number 3. Did Stitch come from space? The answer is yes.
Nonnie is only Lilo's big sister. True or false? The answer is no. Did you know that Nonnie is Lilo's big sister and guardian?
Number 5. Myrtle is Lilo's best friend. True or false? The answer is false. Myrtle bullies Lilo.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast. Remember to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends. Bye!
Moving from movies to TV next. Freddie and Bobby have a rundown of their top 10 TV programmes.
Hi, I'm Bobby.
And I'm Freddie.
And today, we're going to be telling you about the top 10 programmes in our opinion. In number 10, we have Young Sheldon. It's 1989 and a nine-year-old Sheldon Cooper skipped 4 grades to start high school along with his less intelligent older brother. As he struggles to be understood by his family, classmates and neighbours, his mother arms him with the best tool she has, reminding bullies that his dad is the football coach and his brother is on the team. His twin sister doesn't share his mind, but she is brilliant at reading people and has a much clearer vision of what life has in store for young juniors.
In number 9, Gladiators. One of the UK's toughest game shows from the 90s returns with a modernised look as a new generation of superhuman gladiators take on brave everyday contenders in the ultimate test of speed, strength and stamina. Fan favourites events like The Wall, Hang Tough, Duel and Powerball make return. In addition, some totally new events will appear in each episode. We'll finish with the legendary and always thrilling Eliminator course.
Number 8, Jessie. The series follows Jessie Prescott, a small-town young woman with big dreams who rebelling against her strict father, decides to leave the Texas military base where she grew up and moved to New York City. She accepts a job as a nanny and moves into a multi-million dollar penthouse on the Upper West Side with the wealthy Ross family, which includes jet-setting parents Morgan and Christina, their 4 children, Emma, Luke, Ravi and Zoe, and the family pet and Ravi's companion, Mr. later Miss Kipling, a seven, which is 2 meter, Asian water monitor that turns out to be a female.
And number 7, SpongeBob. The character-driven cartoon chronicles the magical and often nonsensical adventures of SpongeBob, an incredible, optimistic and earnest sea sponge, and his water friends, dwelling a few fathoms beneath the tropical isle of Bikini Atoll in the subsurface city of Bikini Bottom. SpongeBob lives in a two-story pineapple. Instead of taking the logical approach to everyday challenges, SpongeBob approaches life in a wayward that and unconventional way, whether searching for the ultimate spatula to his perfect burger flipping technique at the Krusty Krab, or just hanging out with his best friends, Patrick, an amiable starfish. SpongeBob's good intentions and approach to life usually create chaos in his underwater world.
Number 6, Bugs. In the first season, Emma, Zuri and Ravi Ross came to Camp Kiki Walker and made new friends. Emma doesn't know that Xander, her new friend, has a crush on her. Zuri becomes friends with George and Tiffany, and Robbie becomes friends with Alexander and George. And this is the spin-off show of Jesse.
And number 5, The Loud House. Things are crazy and crowded in the Loud household, with 11 children, 10 girls and 1 boy, causing craziness in the house. As the only boy, 11-year-old Lincoln, in the middle of all the chaos, whether his sisters are giving him unwanted makeovers, or he's racing them to the couch to gain control of the TV. Lincoln is often getting involved in antics with his siblings. Lincoln's best friend Clyde, who happens to be an only child, is jealous of Lincoln's large family and is always willing to play his part in the schemes. Clyde has a crush on Laurie, Lincoln's older sister and self-proclaimed boss, who is dating Bobby, who holds many jobs including lifeguard and the mall security guard, even though she's not very smart.
Number 4, Wavers of Witherly Place. Wavers of Witherly Place focuses on Russo, a typical family which includes a mum, Theresa Russo, a dad, Jerry Russo, a son, Justin Russo, a daughter, Alex Russo, and another son, Max Russo. The kids and the family live normal lives, but what their friend doesn't know is the kids are wizards in training, and the dad was a former wizard.
Number 3, a series of unfortunate events. After the Baudelaire parents die in a terrible fire, the Baudelaire orphans search for their family secrets and get them and their fortune away from the terrible grasp of the sinister Count Olaf, as he moves with them between different guardians in disguise.
Number 2, Hannah Montana. She's a talented 14-year-old pop star, but underneath the blonde hair and makeup lives a normal life of a regular teenager girl. Miley Stewart, plays Miley Cyrus, is a regular teenager who does normal things, but she's also secretly a pop star, Hannah Montana. She plays Hannah to live her dreams and show the world her amazing talents, but really, she's just Miley, who is a normal girl who lets Hannah hide her identity with the help of her best friend, Lily Trescott.
And number 1, The Simpsons. This is an animated sitcom about the antics of a dysfunctional family. Homer is the oafish, unhealthy, beer-loving father. Marge is the hard-working homemaker wife. Bart is the perpetual 10-year-old underachiever and proud of it. Lisa is the unappreciated 8-year-old genius, and Maggie is the cute pacifier, loving, silent infant.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
Remember to rate, like, subscribe and tell your friends. Bye.
Now here are Lux and Nate from Year 5 to take us on a historical journey through time.
Hi, I'm Nate.
And I'm Lux. Today we are going to take you on a journey through all of human history. Or at least we'll try to in our limited time. The beginning, an intro through her human life.
About 6 million years ago, a tribe of hominini split, ending the relationship with the apes. From there,
2.8 million years ago, the first humans emerged. They were very smart.
They gave birth to the first ever Homo sapiens. This is where our story starts.
The first Homo sapiens. Around 200,000 years ago, Homo sapiens emerged.
The fate of our human cousins remains a mystery.
At first, Homo sapiens lived in tribes.
They hunted animals and possibly later learned how to fish.
Whilst developing, humans started to use tools and learn skills, such as making fires to keep them warm and help them cook as they hadn't discovered electricity yet.
Then the first simple languages were invented. They were called proto-human languages.
The first modern humans. As we progress through the years, we move on to the first modern humans.
About 50,000 years ago, there was an explosion of innovation. Humans during this time invented better tools such as weapons and much later, the famous wheel. Agriculture and civilization.
Approximately 12,000 years ago, humans developed agriculture.
Today we call this farming. This includes a better way to get animals and a new type of food entirely.
Fruits and vegetables. This would forever change humans.
This is also about the time we started building permanent houses, hamlets, and even little villages.
Ancient Egyptians. About 5,000 years ago, a civilization flourished over the River Nile in North Africa. It began in about 3150 BC.
Ancient Egyptians originated from settlers who migrated to the Nile Valley in prehistoric times, likely
famous for making the pyramids of Giza. They also made many other monuments.
Modern Egyptians are 17% Arab, 68% North African, 4% Jewish, 3% Asia Minor, and 3% East African.
They believed in many gods such as Ra, Osiris, Isis, Horus, and Anubis. Ancient Greeks.
The ancient Greeks started in 800 BC and were a major civilization in history.
They also believed in many gods as Zeus, Poseidon, Hades, Hera, and Hermes.
They started the Olympics, which was originally to do with worshipping the gods.
They had some of the most famous inventors and theorists, such as Pythagoras, Aristotle, and Socrates.
This era ended at the Persian War.
The Romans. The Romans, originating from settlements around the River Tiber in Italy, a Latin-speaking Italic people.
Here are some facts about the Romans.
Did you know that the Romans have a bath together?
The rich Romans had servants.
The Romans had invented lots of things we still use today, like calendars, books, and central heating. Normans.
Finally, in 1066, William the Conqueror took over England and a reign of kings and queens would rule the country for many more years.
They were very famous for building grand castles like Ludlow and Durham castles.
Did you know that they're descendants of the Vikings and took influence and language from the French in the 9th and 10th centuries?
There are many more eras that we cannot talk about as we don't have time today, such as Victorians, Aztecs, Celtics, Vikings and so much more.
In the 21st century, it is very different, and we are lucky to have all of these people from different eras inventing cool gadgets and helpful tools.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
Make sure to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends.
Some more impressive knowledge from Cody next with 22 facts about humans.
Hello, my name's Cody, and today I'll be telling facts you never knew about humans. Number one, babies are born with around 300 bones, many of which fuse together as they grow, resulting in the 206 bones adults typically have, which results in that babies have more bones than adults. Number two, the pinky finger. While small, it still provides about half of the hand's power. Number three, the human's nose can remember about 50,000 different scents, and science estimates that the nose can recognize a trillion different scents. The stomach's acid is strong enough to dissolve metal. Number six, while ears don't grow continuously, the shape can grow over time. The nose also grows throughout life. Number eight, human teeth are just as strong as shark teeth. Your blood makes up about 8% of your body weight. Number 10, earwax is a type of sweat. Number 11, the tongue is covered in around 8,000 taste buds, each containing up to 100 cells, helping you taste your food. Number 12, muscles make up about 40% of your body weight. Number 13, the human brain weighs around 3 pounds. Number 14, you lose about 4 kilograms of skin cells every year. Number 14, the human body contains enough copper to make a pair of headphones. Number 15, there are about 40,000 bacteria in the human mouth. Number 17, when you blush, your stomach turns red as well. Number 18, babies are born with black and white vision. And number 19, we develop cancerous cells daily, but our immune system usually gets rid of them. Number 20, human bones are 5 times stronger than steel, and your body produces 1 litre of saliva per day. Number 21, your ears and nose never stop growing. And number 22, we spent 10% of our waking hours blinking. Thank you for listening to my part of the podcast. Remember to rate, like, subscribe and tell your friends.
Seb from Year 5 is here now with a rundown of his top 10 books.
Hello, my name is Seb and today I'll be telling you about the top 10 books in my opinion. At number 10 we have got Diary of a Wimpy Kid, written and illustrated by Jeff Kinney. It's a series of books all about Greg Heffley, who is a normal American kid. However, he has one habit of getting into and out of trouble. His diary, complete with hilarious cartoons, records a year in his life and follows his relationships with his nearby best friends Rolly, annoying brothers Roderick and Manny, and long-suffering parents. At number 9 we have Skander, written by A.F. Steedman. Skander is a series of books about 13-year-old Skander Smith, who has only ever wanted to be a unicorn rider. To be one of the lucky few to select to hatch a unicorn, he has to bond with it for life. He has to train together and race for glory to be a hero. At number 8 we have Charlotte's Web, written by E.B. White. Charlotte's Web is about the story of Wilbur the Pig and his friendship with Fern Arable, the little girl who adopts him, and his barnyard friends, but most importantly, Charlotte the Spider. At number 7 we have Matilda, written by Roald Dahl. Matilda is about a young, brilliant girl named Matilda Wormwood who faces neglect from her uncaring parents and abuse from her school's headmistress, Miss Trunchbull. At number 6, we have The Boy at the Back of the Class, written by Kunjeli Kray Ralph. Armut is a new boy who sits at the back of the class. His class friends learn he is a refugee, a word they have never heard before, and soon plan a mission to help reunite Armut with his parents. At number 5, we have Black Hole Cinema Club, written by Christopher Edge. It is about 5 friends who get swept into a movie-like adventure after a mysterious black tidal wave crashes out of the cinema screen. At number 4, we have Peanut Jones, written by Rob Bedolph. It's about a young girl dealing with a missing father and a new, boring school. She discovers a magical pencil that allows her to enter the vibrant, illustrated world of Kuroma, where art comes to life. At number 3, we've got Murder Most Unladylike, written by Robin Stevens. Murder Most Unladylike is about the adventures of schoolgirl detective Daisy Wells and Hazel Wong at Deep Dean School for Girls. The story begins with the girls discovering the body of their science mistress, Miss Bell, in the gym, only to find it vanish when they return moments later. At number 2, we have Iron Rebel, written by Ross Montgomery. It is about a dog called Rebel who is living happily on a farm. Rebel has no desire to do anything else, but one day, the soldiers come to the house and everything changes. Rebel must leave the farm and find Tom. At number 1, we have got Wonder, written by R.J. Pacalio. Wonder is a book about a young boy with facial differences. With a facial difference, entering mainstream school for the first time. It follows August Pullman's journey as he navigates the challenges and triumphs of fitting in while staying true to himself. Thank you for listening to my part of the podcast, and remember to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends. Bye.
A comedy double bill for us next. First, here are Arthur and Davina from Year 6 with their very own comedy script.
Hello everyone, my name is Davina.
And my name is Arthur.
And today we are doing a comedy script.
Today we are going to do cheerleading.
In our routine for cheerleading, you have to put your left hand in front, then right.
No, have you been listening all week? You have to put right arm, then left hand.
Bruh, same thing.
It really is not.
Is.
It's 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 not.
Oh wait, it actually is left hand first.
You absolute idiot.
Scene change. Today we're doing a singing lesson. Okay, Arthur, can you meet me here at C? What are you doing? I know you can sing better.
I'm singing a different note, B and a half.
That is not a thing.
Yes, it is.
It isn't.
Is.
Isn't.
Is.
Isn't.
Oh, wait, I'm getting confused with B flat.
Come on, Arthur. Scene change. We have to be at the station by 2 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay.
They will catch the bus at 3 o'clock, which gives us an hour of free time at the station to get something to eat.
Okay. This is the next day.
Okay, we had to leave at 1 o'clock to get to the station by 2 o'clock.
Oh, I thought we had to leave by two to get to the train station at 3.
No, I explained this to all to you last night. We had to leave at 1 to get there by 2.
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear you. These noise-cancelling headphones are really a worthwhile investment.
Scene change.
Where is the Uber? They said they would be here by now.
I know, it is so annoying.
20 minutes later. Where is it? It would have been quicker to walk there.
So why don't we?
You know what? You are right. Let us walk it.
2 hours later. Okay, we are finally here. Then my legs are like jelly.
Same. Oh, the Uber is here now. Hang on. I know why it took so long. It was registered to pick us up in Edinburgh.
Oh, my word, Arthur.
Sorry.
I am never, ever, for the rest of my life, letting you order an Uber ever again.
I didn't order it. You did.
You did.
You did.
You totally did.
Check your last Uber registrant.
Oh, wait.
Davina!
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
Remember to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends. Bye.
Goodbye.
We hope you got all your laughter out from that, as Seb and Cody from Year 5 have a Try Not to Laugh game for us now.
Hello, my name is Seb.
The name's Cody.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Jamal.
It's going to be a long day. Anyways, today we're going to challenge you to a Try Not to Laugh. Level easy. One day I was going out to break and Bob Berry came up to me and said, "Here's a magic trick." He put a berry in his hand and told me to close my eyes. Then I heard a chewing sound. Then the berry was gone. Next one. A guy said to God, "God, is it true that to you a billion years is like a second?" God said, "Yes." The guy said, "God, is it true that to you a £1 billion is like a penny?" God said, "Yes." The guy said, "God, can I have a penny?" God said, "Sure, just a second." Dad jokes. What did the fish say when he swam into a wall? Damn. Did you hear about the guy who invented the knock-knock joke? He won the Nobel Prize. A wife got so mad at her husband, she packed his bags and told him to get out. As he walked to the door, she yelled, "I hope you die a long, slow, painful death." He turned around and said, "So you want me to stay?" Some people pick their nose, but I think that's weird because I was born with mine.
Level medium. "If there are any idiots in the room, will they please stand up?" said the sarcastic teacher. After a long silence, one freshman rose to his feet. "Now then, mister, why do you consider yourself an idiot?" inquired the teacher with a sneer. "Well, actually, I don't," said the student, "but I hate to see you standing up there all by yourself." A man was driving down the road when a policeman stopped him. The officer looked in the back of the man's truck and said, "Why are these penguins in your truck?" The man replied, "These are my penguins. They belong to me." "You need to take them to the zoo," the policeman said. The next day, the officer saw the same guy driving down the road. He pulled him over again. He saw the penguins were still in the truck, but they were wearing sunglasses this time. "I thought I told you to take these penguins to the zoo," the officer said. "I did," the man replied, "and today I'm taking them to the beach." Did you hear about the fire in the shoe factory? 10,000 souls were lost. They all had size 3 burns. Two windmills are standing on a wind farm. One asks, "What's your favourite type of music?" The other says, "I'm a big metal fan." Why did the American football coach yell at the vending machine? He wanted his quarterback.
Level hard. Four men are in the hospital waiting room because their wives are having babies. A nurse goes up to the first guy and says, "Congratulations, you're the father of twins." "That's odd," answers the man. "I work for the Minnesota Twins." A nurse says to the second guy, "Congratulations, you're the father of triplets." "That's weird," answers the second man. "I work for the 3 Mill Company." A nurse tells a third man, "Congratulations, you're the father of quadruplets." "That's strange," he answers. "I work for the Four Seasons Hotel." The last man is groaning and banging his head against the wall. "What's wrong?" the others ask. "I work for 7-Up." Three friends stranded on a deserted island find a magic lamp. Inside it is a genie who agrees to grant each friend one wish. "I want to go home," says the first friend. The genie grants her wish. "I want to go home too," says the second friend, and the genie grants him back home. "I'm lonely," said the third friend. "I sure wish my friends were back here." "What's red and bad for your teeth?" "A brick." "What do you call an alligator in a vest?" "An investigator." "What's the difference between ducks and parents?" "Ducks take care of their bills." "I was having a play day with my friend. Then suddenly, my younger brother came in the room with just pants and said, 'I just peed my pants and I pooed. It's extra squishy.' And he ran off."
Level impossible. It it's the World Cup final and a man makes his way to the seat right next to the pitch. He sits down, noticing that the seat next to him is empty. He leans over and asks his neighbour if someone will be sitting there. No, says the neighbour, the seat is empty. This is incredible, says the man. Who in their right mind would have a seat like this for the final and not use it? The neighbour says, well, actually, the seat belongs to me. I was supposed to come with my wife, but she passed away. This is the first World Cup final we haven't been together since we got married. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. That's terrible. But couldn't you find someone else, a friend, relative, or even a neighbour to take her seat? They're all at the funeral, replied the man. Why can't a nose be 12 inches long? Because then it would be a foot.
A man and his wife are at a restaurant, and the husband keeps staring at an old drunken lady swigging her gin at a nearby table. Her wife asks, do you know her? Yes, sighed the husband. She's my ex-wife. She took to drinking right after we divorced 7 years ago, and I hear she hasn't been sober since. My God, says the wife, who would think a person could go on celebrating that long? What did the mime say to his audience? Nothing, obviously. He stayed in character because he's a professional. Lots of love from Cody and Seb.
Don't you mean Jamal?
Bye. Oh yeah, nearly forgot. Remember to rate, like, subscribe and tell your friends. Remember always go...
Over to Lux, Sophie and Nate from Year 5 next, who have a Guess the Kids movie game for us to try.
Hi, I'm Sophie.
Hi, I'm Nate.
And I am Lux, and today we are going to play Guess the Movie with you. Here are the rules.
We will play you 8 scenes from different kinds of movies from 4 categories. And you will try to guess what they are. Easy, medium, hard and extreme level.
Here comes the first song from our easy level. That was Wicked, Emerald City.
Here comes the next one.
These sacks are awfully heavy.
We'll take them one at a time, then.
Right, one at a time. One juicy orange.
That was a scene from Paddington 2.
Now we move on to the medium level.
Here it comes.
You there, ogre.
Aye.
By the order of Lord Farquaad, I am authorized to place you both under arrest and transport you to a designated resettlement.
Facility?
Oh, really?
You and what army?
That one was a little harder. It was Shrek.
Now, this is the last one until the hard level.
That sounds weird, but just go with it. All right, Marshall, let's fight that fire!
That was Paw Patrol the Mighty Movie.
It will get very difficult as we enter the hard level.
Here is the first one out of 2.
Your imagination, living there you'll be free, if you truly wish to be.
That was Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Here is the next.
Let me see thy face.
What wouldst thou know, my queen?
Magic mirror on the wall. Who is the fairest?
That one was pretty tricky. It was Snow White.
Now is the extreme level.
What are you doing? Your father thinks you can make a fool out of me!
My father?
The guy with a stupid haircut!
I must have liked my father.
You're the spitting image.
Was Matilda.
Here is the last film.
Whoa! And then we were like, whoa! And then you were like, whoa.
What are you talking about?
You, Miniman, taking on the jellies. You got serious thrill issues, dude.
That was Finding Nemo.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
Make sure to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends.
Bye!
Next, Ethan from Year 4 with his feature about islands to visit.
Shabar Resort Island. Shabar Resort named one of the world's greatest places of 2025. Falklands Island. At South America's edge, a vastness of Antarctica looming beyond the Falkland Island House, some 500,000 pairs of breeding penguins. Five species of these flightless birds can be found across the numerous unique islands that form this hauntingly beautiful archipelago. Bora Bora. Bora Bora is a small South Pacific island northwest of Tahiti in French Polynesia, surrounded by San Frank Motors and a turquoise lagoon protected by a coral reef. It's known for its scuba diving. It's also a popular luxury resort destination with some guest bungalows are perched over the Pacific Ocean. Sado in Japan. Sado Island is the proper opposite of Tokyo. There are no skyscrapers or fast-paced living here. Its side traditions rule to prune temples dot the interior and the rugged coastline in a far cry from the capital's urban sprawl. Sicily. Sicily is a living time capsule for human civilization. Phoenicians, Greeks, Romans, Arabs, Byzantians, and all the others who have been gone. This Italian island has been secluded for millennia. Thank you for listening. Rate, like, and tell your friends.
A final game for us today from Arthur in Year 6.
Hello, my name is Arthur, and I have a game show for you. First, there will be the general knowledge section, and then there will be the riddle section. You can always pause to figure out the answer, as I will give you 5 seconds. Question 1. Who, in 1903, was the first woman to win a Nobel Prize? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The answer is Marie Curie. Question 2. What year did the Berlin Wall fall? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 1989. What is the more popular name for the portrait officially titled La Gioconda, painted in 1503? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The Mona Lisa. 4. What element does the chemical symbol AU stand for? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Gold. What is the sign directly opposite Scorpio in the zodiac? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Taurus. 6. Who is considered the first female self-made millionaire in the US? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Madam C.J. Walker. How many colours were on the original Pride flag flown at the San Francisco Gay Freedom Day Parade in 1978? The answer is 8. The pink and turquoise stripes were dropped by 1979 for production reasons. Now it is for the riddle section. I met a man on the way to Crawford with 7 wives, with six kids each, and each kid had 7 cats. How many people went to Crawford? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 1, because I was going to Crawford. Question 2. You see a boat filled with people. It has not sunk, but when you look again, you don't see a single person on the boat. Why? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All the people were married. You measure my life in hours, and I serve you by expiring. I'm quick when I'm thin and slow when I'm fat. The wind is my enemy. The answer is a candle. Final riddle. I turn polar bears white and I will make you cry. I make celebrities look stupid and normal people look like celebrities. I turn pancakes brown and make your champagne bubbly. If you squeeze me, I'll pop. But if you look at me, you'll pop. Can you solve this riddle? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The answer is no. Thank you for listening to my part of the podcast and hope to see you soon.
Time now for this week's interview. Here are Sophie and Aria from Year 5 putting the questions to reception teacher, Miss Constantine.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Aria.
And I'm Sophie.
And we're here to interview Mrs. Constantine.
Hello, Mrs. Constantine.
How are you?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you, girls.
Are you ready for some questions?
I'm always ready.
One question before we start. How's your sky?
It's very sunny today because I'm here in Manor Lodge.
Okay, number one. Do you like teaching reception?
I love teaching reception. I feel like reception is my second home because I've been there for a very long time.
Number two. How long have you been a teacher for?
Oh my goodness. I believe 24 years I've been a teacher.
That's 24.
24 years, yeah, a long time.
If you weren't a teacher, if you weren't a reception teacher, which year would you want to teach?
Well, I do really love working in the early years, and I also really love working in Key Stage 1. So I would have, up until Christmas, I would have definitely said any year within Key Stage 1 or early years. However, recently I did a short stint in Year 3, and I loved spending time with 3C, and I loved the work, and it was refreshing for me, and it was nice to challenge the children. So actually, I think I would quite like Year 3.
That's nice.
Mm.
Yeah. Number 4, what is your favourite lunch at school?
Oh, do you know what? I always get, because I'm here on Thursdays and Fridays, I always get roast or fish. And everybody always talks about the katsu curry. Oh,
yeah, katsu curry is
so I think if I probably had the option, it would probably be katsu curry, but that's a guess for me. But I do love the salad bar, it's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Really? I like the main bit. Well,
you like the main bit? I'm very into the salad, especially now when it's hot.
Yeah. Mm. Number 5, did you always want to become a teacher and did you have any other jobs?
Oh my goodness, do you know what? I still have aspirations to do other things. So I don't know if that ever stops just because you're a grown-up. So when I was a child, I wanted to be all sorts of things, but the big ones that came to mind were I wanted to be an artist, I wanted to be an interior designer, and I wanted to be an illustrator. And I think I have a little bit of that still in me, so I love creative things, so I would love to be an illustrator for books. I think it's one of my dreams for the future, maybe.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Number 6. What is your favourite subject when you were at school, and what is your favourite subject to teach?
Okay, so I think they're quite similar, actually. I loved any kind of written subject. So I loved English, I loved history, and literature has always been a big thing for me. So English is very important to me. And I also love teaching it now, but my massive passion is art. So I loved anything creative at school. Yeah, and equally, I love teaching creative things too.
Yeah, me too.
Great.
Number 7. What sort of things do you like doing in your free time?
Oh, well, me and my daughter hang out all the time in my free time. So we do lots of lovely things together. We go on lots of day trips. We do lots of creative things, lots of arts and crafts. Lots of time outside in the forest. We like the forest. And we love the beach. We love holidays. And I do also love to make balloon designs and event styling for balloons, as know, Aria, very well.
Yeah.
So, I've been learning in my free time. I've been going to college and studying how to create beautiful balloon art. So that's what I've been doing.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Number 8. What are your favourite books to read in the school library?
Oh, in the school library, the books aren't really targeted towards adults, but the ones that I really enjoy are the ones that the children can access. So for me, it's all the picture books. I'm a big fan of Julia Donaldson, but I don't think anybody in this school isn't, really, because she's amazing. I think that probably my go-tos would be Julia Donaldson.
I did used to read Julia Donaldson a lot. Really? I read the Daisy books, like
Eat Your Peas. That's one of my favourites. Yeah. I love that book so much.
Yeah. Number 9. Where's your dream holiday?
Oh, dream holiday. Well, we've been doing Tinker Tales in reception. And it's making me wish and dream for a safari holiday in Kenya. I'd love to go and see the Big Five. Sorry?
We're learning about Kenya in geography.
Oh,
yeah.
Are you? Wow.
We're learning about all that stuff.
And what have you found out about Kenya?
Well, Kenyan people can jump really high.
Yeah.
All Kenyan people can jump really high.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
That's amazing. And something I didn't know.
They can jump higher than this room.
Really?
Well, for their high jump, they could.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. That's pretty impressive. Okay.
10. Is there anything else you can tell us that not many people would know about you?
Yes, actually, there is. I would expect that no one in this school would know that I'm a massive lover of scuba diving.
Ooh,
I've got my advanced certificate. I have dived with sharks. I've dived with octopus, dolphin? Stingray. No, I haven't dived with dolphins. I've dived with whales, turtles. I've seen seahorses, manta rays. Moray eels, so yeah.
A lot.
Lots of lovely sea creatures that I've dived with.
Thank you for coming to have an interview with us, Miss Constantine. Remember to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends. Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks very much, Miss Constantine, and thank you very much for listening, not just today, but throughout this series. On behalf of everyone at Manor Lodge, I'd like to wish you all a fantastic summer, and to those moving on, all the very best for the future. Thanks very much to this batch of podcasters. They've done a fantastic job. We'll be back refreshed and with a new lineup in September, so make sure you stay subscribed. Our intro music at the start of the show this week was created on GarageBand by Aria and Sophie, and now to close the show, the series and the year, here is Lux from Year 5 playing guitar piece Blue Lake. Thank you.
you for listening to the Manalog School podcast. Remember to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends.